The Caliph's Feast.
Umar bin Abdul Aziz was another caliph who feared God and followed the example of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. He was called Umar the Second. Many of his predecessors had not been good rulers, but he lived a simple life, even though he ruled over vast territories from the Atlantic Ocean in the west to the river Indus in the east. Before he became caliph, he also lived luxuriously like all members of his family, the Umayyads, who ruled over the Muslims after Ali. But as soon as he assumed the caliphate, he gave up all luxuries. He restored justice and rule of law. He confiscated all the wealth and lands illegally acquired by the members of his ruling family and returned them either to the treasury or to the rightful owners. Every day he worked hard and tried to show others by his own efforts how to live properly. Many of his officials followed his example. Although they were important people, they also lived good, simple lives. Some officials, however, took little notice of what the caliph said or did. Among these was Bismillah, who was head of the Muslim army. Bismillah was an excellent soldier. He was a brave and fearless man whom the soldiers loved and respected, but he had one weakness. He was much too fond of good food. He used to spend at least 1,000 dirhams a day on food for himself alone. When Umar came to hear about this, he was unhappy. He thought about the poor and the needy. 1,000 dirhams a day could provide an awful lot of food for those who had none. Because Umar was the caliph, he felt he had to do something about his friend's greed, but it was difficult to know how to go about it. He thought long and carefully about the problem. Suddenly he had an idea. Umar sent a servant to Bismillah and invited him to lunch the next day. He then summoned his cook and said to him, "Tomorrow I want you to prepare the finest lunch you have ever made. I leave it to you to decide what to cook. I have invited Bismillah to come and eat. Prepare whatever you think will really please him. And when you have done all that, cook a bowl of porridge as well." The cook thought the caliph had taken leave of his senses, but he did as he was told. Bismillah looked forward to dining with the caliph. In fact, by the time he arrived at the caliph's house, he was already very hungry. The caliph received him kindly and began asking questions about the army. How were the soldiers doing? Where were they training? Had the officers in the army enough men? And so on and so forth. The more the caliph talked, the hungrier Bismillah became. Of course, he could not let the caliph know how hungry he was. That would not have been polite. But he felt the pangs of hunger all the same. The caliph knew, anyway, how Bismillah felt. He could tell by the look on Bismillah's face that he was absolutely starving. Suddenly, Umar stopped asking questions and called for the cook. The cook came quickly. He was expecting the caliph to ask him to bring in the huge meal which he had so carefully prepared. The caliph looked at the cook and said with a smile, "Bismillah is getting hungry. Bring him a little something to keep him going until lunchtime. Bring in the food I asked you to prepare last of all." The cook, dismayed by this request, came back with the bowl of porridge, which he placed before the caliph, who offered it to Bismillah, who was so hungry that he immediately started to gobble it down. When Bismillah had finished eating the porridge, Umar asked him a few more questions. Then he called for his cook again and asked him to bring in the lunch. The cook was delighted. He had worked very hard to prepare such a splendid meal. Bismillah just loved roast peacock, curried lamb, saffron rice, honey cakes, and sweetmeats. But Bismillah took one look at the food and said, "I'm afraid I cannot eat another mouthful. I'm full up after eating the bowl of porridge." When Umar heard this, he said, "My dear friend, the oats for this porridge did not cost more than 1 dirham. Tell me, if you can eat well for 1 dirham, why do you spend more than 1,000 dirhams a day buying food for yourself alone? Allah does not like spendthrifts. If you spent those 1,000 dirhams on the poor and needy, Allah would love you more." Bismillah was so impressed by what the caliph said that from that day on he spent much more of his money on helping the poor than on feeding himself.